This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Taxes are on my to-do list for this weekend. Full disclosure, taxes have been on my to-do list for the weekend for about a month now, but you know how it goes. For all you self-filing taxpayers out there, there's a development that might be of some use. The Internal Revenue Service has released a pilot of its new Direct File program, the long-awaited free in-house IRS tax filing software. Dylan Matthews got a chance to check it out. He wrote about it for Vox. Dylan, good to talk to you again.
Thanks so much for having me.
So give me your gut reaction to Direct File. What do you think?
I give it like a solid B. I think as software, it's very clean. It looks very nice. It's very easy to use. What it doesn't have is a lot of features. But if you have a simple tax situation, it can handle it.
Why has it taken the IRS so long to do this? Because there are private competitors, as we'll talk about in a moment, that have been in the market for a very, very, very long time.
So the reason it's taken so long is those very private competitors. I think the first ideas for doing internet tax filing came around in the late 1990s when the web was still very new. The George W. Bush administration had a serious plan that they put together to do online tax filing for everybody. By that point, though, H&R Block, TurboTax gained enough market share that they had a serious influence, and they spent a lot, hundreds of millions of dollars over the years on lobbying to ensure that there was not a IRS software competitor to their services. To try to justify that, they helped set up something called the Free File Program.
Right.
So this was an idea where they would offer to provide free services to people below an income threshold so that the sort of lower income people wouldn't have to pay.
But you have to go hunting and pecking on the IRS website to find that, right?
You do. Yeah. So I think a revealing statistic here is that only fewer than 3% of eligible taxpayers have used that program. And that's partly due to these companies that they've done things like try to hide from Google.
Is it technically hard for the Internal Revenue Service to do this? I mean, what are the, other than the lobbying and the hundreds of millions of dollars, which is not to be understated, I don't want to blow that off at all because that's actually a not small political issue about how the government works. But are there technical reasons why the IRS hasn't been able to do this?
So it might be a little more complicated than people assume. For one thing, you need this to be really secure and for the privacy protections to be really strong. The other thing that I think makes it tricky is just how complex the tax code is. I went to the Treasury Department and met with a few developers who were working on this, and they showed me this giant, it was maybe like 5 or 6 feet wide map that they made that they called the fact map. And the map was of every fact you need to know about someone to do their taxes. Hundreds and hundreds of facts.
Wow.
How many kids, how much time did you spend with
visual.
The kids,
yeah.
On and on and on. And this is before you get into things like deductions for mortgage interest, where everything gets even more complicated.
Yeah. The specter here, and you talk about this in the piece, is healthcare.gov. The last thing the government needs is another website that rolls out and falls flat.
Exactly. And I think that came up a lot when I talked to these developers as an example of what they didn't want to do. That was a website that had to roll out for the whole country all at once, and didn't have time to experiment and test. And it was a complete disaster. Six people got healthcare on the first day that it was up. And
is that actually right? Six people?
That is literally true. That the six people went from going to healthcare.gov to being enrolled in health insurance as of the end of that business day. So that's what they didn't want to do.
Right. So let's get back to where we started. You give it a solid B. You do say at one point in this piece, this cannot compete with TurboTax. So let's take the best lens on this that we can. Good start, maybe, for the IRS offering its own free direct file system?
Yeah. I mean, I think many of my old teachers graded on a curve, and I will admit that I'm grading on a curve here to a degree. But I think one of the more modest goals that people involved in this told me they had was, you should be able to file your taxes online without using a private company. And I think they did meet that goal for a significant number of people. And that's maybe a more accurate way of looking at what they're trying to do.
The subhead on Dylan Matthews' piece says, it's not perfect, but it's a start. Dylan Matthews is a senior correspondent at Vox. Dylan, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.